You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the stage, Lauren Bricklin and Caitlin Metzegao!
Hello!
Hey!
Hi! Hello, everybody! Hello! Welcome to We Stand Together, an academic pop culture symposium.
My name's Caitlin Metzegao.
My name's Lauren Brickman. And for those of you who have never taken class with us before, a little bit of background so you can feel safe tonight.
Right.
Bits and Bricks, who are they?
Ooh, great question,
thank
audience.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, here's a little bit about who we are. Somehow we acquired master's degrees.
Unclear how.
And then we somehow tricked higher education into continuing to allow us to be in school by hiring us to teach.
Absolutely wild choices were made.
Our degrees are not in media, but we spend so many hours each week binge watching that we've decided that between our degrees and our hobbies, we are the professors of pop culture.
Yes, we're self-proclaimed. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
If you're like, well, but what are their creds? Great, great question.
Great question.
So we will tell you our pop culture creds. So you're like, I showed up at the show. Can I trust these people?
Yeah.
So here's some of mine. I've seen three America's Next Top Models in real life. That means I spotted them on the street.
Yes, she did.
I saw Jazlyn on a go-see. I saw Eva walking her dog. And I saw Naima. Now, if some of you haters are like, did she see Naima or did she see Naima's identical twin? Well, I saw them together. So one of them was her.
She knew.
Once watched One Tree Hill through a window in Prague. I love travel. And I think about the phrase, Cisco slips, Britney strips every day. You know how some people say bunny bunny when like the first of the month? I say Cisco slips, Britney strips because that was in a lower ticker of MTV in 1999. Lauren, who are you?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. I used to have a purse that was exclusively covered in autographs I would collect, not necessarily for events that I went to.
No.
I just kind of always had it on the ready in my 20s in case I ran into a celebrity. And by run into a celebrity, I mean I used to stage door musical theater that I hadn't seen. That's a true fact. Some of you did it with me. Also,
call
in
outs.
Eighth grade, I wrote an essay about Seth Green. And the cover page were just clippings of him from different magazines. The entire class sort of rebelled against me and asked if I was okay. I'm here, so they probably saw some red flags. And I also once gave Lin-Manuel Miranda a ride to the train station, and that's not a euphemism. I just gave him a ride to the train.
Wild stuff. And of course, our joint credit. We are current on Grey's Anatomy. There's no episode of Grey's Anatomy we haven't seen.
Thank you so much.
17 seasons strong. 17 seasons weak.
Yeah. And if you get pregnant, you will get a You're My Person onesie for your child if you're in my friend group.
Yes. That's... And don't worry. There's more coming.
Yeah. We don't actually get sponsored by Grey's Anatomy yet. We're just really excited. We do have a group chat if you want to join.
If you're current. Okay.
If you're current. Yeah. You have to be current.
It's a spoiler zone. All right. Yeah. Like if you're like, I used to watch it with Christina. That was eight seasons ago, you dumb bitch.
She's gone.
So that's us.
So hopefully you feel safe now and welcomed. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we have a few other things that we should explain. If you're like us and you heard the term stan used a lot and just sort of nodded for a long time, like you understood what it meant, us too. We found out later it's a little problematic.
Yeah, we named the show before we found out a lot about it.
Yeah. But now we just cancel ourselves before anyone else can. Did the word stan come from an Eminem song? Yeah.
1,000%.
Yeah. Does it mean like crazy, obsessed fan?
Yeah.
Do we still self-identify as stans?
Yeah. And 100%. We've used this gif more than any. So,
So tonight we're going to be standing hard. But yeah. To further explain the etymology, something that I'm currently standing right now is, have y'all heard about this? There's a TV show on Netflix called Sexy Beasts. Yeah. It's basically Masked Singer meets like every dating reality show you've ever seen. And it's just like really painfully attractive people dressed up like as horrible beasts. And then they have to like decide if they want to fuck or not. And it's really fun.
What do they decide mostly?
I think one couple didn't even get offset before they started fucking. It was crazy.
That's
the
awesome.
Long-haired guy was wild.
Like in the panda stuff and...
They like took that mask off and immediately were making out.
Oh, I hate that they took it off.
Yeah, I think she did too. Yeah, but it's really fun. I finished it in one sitting, so.
That's cool. So my current stan is also a little problematic. It's just plastic straws, you guys. I'm the villain. I'm the bad guy. But here's the thing, and wow. You're going to feel bad. Yeah. I had to get a colonoscopy because my family's history of cancer, and they make you drink this gross thing and they say buy straws. And I was like, yeah, I have a reusable straw, but like, no. Yeah. And here's the quantities you can get plastic straws in. 250 and above. You cannot buy three plastic straws. That's not an option. So I have a bunch. And so here's plastic straws in the middle. These are real drinks that I have on the right. That's a Dr. Pepper and cream soda diet and a limoncello seltzer. Yeah. And that's a turtle. And we represent both sides all the time. And that's a turtle saying, I'm a bitch. Yeah.
Just the facts.
So this is huge. This is actually huge. Really important. Wow.
So if any of you were here last month, you know that we were not stanning this woman.
Yeah, we were doing a person we didn't stan, and we were like, top of our mind, Meghan McCain. We didn't understand the importance this show had.
We are witches, and we are powerful because almost the next day, Meghan McCain announced that she was leaving The View.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We worked really hard.
Yeah, typically we like to do like some jokes and yucks and stuff, but we didn't know how powerful this segment of the show was, and now we do. So we're using our... We don't stand this month in the only way I think that we can, and we're hoping.
Jamie Spears.
We don't stand Jamie Spears.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Jamie, if you're here, please leave.
Yeah.
Please leave Britney's life.
Yeah. And we assume that by our August 16th show, we'll know that Britney won.
We'll have an update.
Because, so, the space. We're canceling Jamie.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So this is just like between us, like the people here.
Okay. So this is where we get real with you all. We really love Joshua Jackson.
Right.
You may remember him as Pacey from Dawson's Creek, or maybe you're a weirdo that watched Fringe or The Affair. I've never seen it. I only know Caitlin's recaps.
Cool.
But every month, every time we do this show, we reach out to Josh.
Yeah.
We've emailed his publicist, we've emailed his agent, his manager. This month we tried a different tactic.
So here's an email.
Here's an actual email. I often go offer for Joshua Jackson and his agent will tell me he won't be in town. But I started feeling like maybe his agent was playing hard to get.
Yeah,
so
that's a great point.
I just slid into his DMs this month. If you can't read it, it says, any chance you're going to be in New York Monday, 7/26 and want to do a bit on a comedy show downtown with some very professional but big fans? I did not get a response. I heard he's in LA, but here's the thing. Right. He could always show up.
Yeah. So here's some rules and guidelines for us that are here already. Yeah. Okay.
Act cool, guys.
Yeah, don't worry. When he comes in, if he like takes a, just
like let him sit there. We told him there's always going to be a chair in the back room. Just let him sit there. Don't make a big deal about it if he walks in. Because remember, he is here for us. He's not actually
don't
here
make it about you.
For you. And ultimately, just like don't embarrass us because we're like, we want to look cool in front of Josh when he does inevitably show up.
So those are the ground rules. If you hear the door open, just like, you know, chill out.
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
This is something we added to the show. Often, I say a lot of really problematic things. I get it. If you do have beef with me, either about something that happens tonight or something I've said on the podcast, I will be at the bar after the show. But please wait till after the show to bring up your beef.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will hear all beef.
There's time allotted for beef.
There's time allotted
just
for
not
beef.
Now.
Yeah. So save the beef for after.
Yeah. That's fair.
It's fair.
All right. So let's start the show finally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So tonight's show is called Cries for Help because we are in pain.
Collectively, we are.
Yeah, we are. We are. We all are. Yeah. It's great. Oh, but there's one person that can help.
There is one person that can help. There's no one that can help you more when you're in pain than a dad from TV.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have one of the best dads from TV going right now. From Gossip Girl, Zoya's dad. Jonathan Fernandez!
Yes! Give it up for Jonathan Fernandez!
Oh my dad God! From TV. A dad.
This
from
is
TV.
One. This is a hot
yes,
dad.
Hello.
This is a hot dad.
I'm gonna run over to you.
Welcome, Jonathan. We've known you a long time, Jonathan, but we wanted to be fully prepared for tonight's show. Mm-hmm. And so Caitlin and I did some research on you online. And
yeah, I was like, who is this guy? Like, I think I know him as a friend,
inaccurate.
But like, who is?
Yeah.
It will be inaccurate.
We're going to find out if this is
so
true or not.
Interesting. We did not know this, that you were born on October 26, 1973. So you can trust him, not just because he's a TV dad, because he's 47 years old. It's true
not
because
true.
It's on the internet. Oh,
well. Oh, well. So there's
does look like a pretty specific date.
So it's like there's the age we know you as, but then there's the age the internet told us you are.
All right. Well, all we're saying is we can trust you because, you know, you've been around.
Yeah.
You're in your fifth decade of life.
I assume what happened is the second you got cast as a dad, you aged.
It's been a whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it's been like problematic and and I've had.
All right. Well, keep your beef with Bricks after the show.
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's like once it's on there, then like who the fuck do you contact at Google?
And when Caitlin sent me the screen grab, I said, who did Jonathan wrong at Google is exactly what I responded.
Yeah. No, it's been a whole saga. And then recently Warner Brothers got involved to try to get it changed.
Wow. Was Bugs involved?
Bugs took off his white gloves. He got real serious.
No!
He got
what
real
did
serious.
You do to Bugs?
Well, he's fighting.
Oh, he's
standing
up for you. Thank God.
No, but it's been, there's a whole Reddit page about people being like really upset with how inaccurate celebrities' ages are online.
Okay, I think we saw some air quotes, some self-identification as a celebrity.
Okay,
so anyway, we're crying for help and he's here to help. He's a TV dad. So these are people crying.
Yeah. Yeah. This was our mood board.
Okay. So yeah, personal cries for help.
Yeah.
So we each have different cries for help. We have different ways that in pop culture we cry for help. Mine's quite specific.
Yeah.
I've been interacting with Reza from Shaw's of Sunset online. So I tweeted this like 10 days ago because I was rewatching Shaw's and I just took a screen grab of, and, I mean, you see it, what it says. It says, reminder that on season 6 of Shaw's of Sunset, Reza writes a play in which he and MJ play Persian grandmas.
Uh-huh.
Hashtag reminder. It does take place at the gay cafe. I just want you to take it all in. I just always like periodically post things about Shaw's because I worry people don't know about Shaw's. Even though people do, it's season 9. But it's like, just if you're not on Shaw's, like, just know at the reunion, these two friends who've been friends for 30 years, at one point he accuses her of robbing a bank, and she accuses him of going through buffets too fast. And her argument was really compelling. But this was not a fire tweet. I mean, look, we got one retweet, one quote tweet, 10 likes. But you know who saw it? Ressa. Which, let's go back. I did not tag him. He searches for Ressa. So he just goes, laugh, crying emoji, hashtag Shoss.
I love it.
So he found it, and his honestly did okay for as many followers as he had. Now, then I also, in preparing for the show, found this note, a sticky. This was on my desktop. Can anyone even begin to make sense of why I made this note to myself? Can anyone decode it a little bit?
Fernandez, I feel like there's a clue in there that maybe can help you unlock it. I couldn't figure out what it meant.
I don't know.
It's a note to myself, so it's going to be hard to like. So Ressa does a lot of Instagram lives, and I like to DM him while it's going on because he always goes, who do you think is going to sit next to each other at the reunion? So I came up with this scheme that I think is true, and I have it saved on my desktop so I can quickly message him every time he asks. And just for Shaw's fans, I do think London's going to come in, and the second act is going to be Nima, MJ, Mike, Andy, Ressa, Gigi, Destiny. Thank you. Let's all pay attention. Let's see what happens. There's a lot to go into that. But Lauren, you're also in pain.
Yeah. I didn't even know that Carly was going to do a whole bit about this, but this week I watched all of the Twilight movies to completion.
To completion? Just to the end of them. You know what? I was going to ask a follow-up question and absolutely not. Another cry for help. So my top Spotify song of 2020 was Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston's When You Believe from the Prince of Egypt soundtrack. And it wasn't close. It was up. It was like far ahead of any other song. R.I.P.
Mine isn't super problematic until I didn't know who Niall Horan was until September of 2020. So the amount of times I had to listen to him between September and December for him to get 3 out of my top 5 spots, I'm not okay. I guess this segment is really just us telling you as if we're not doing okay and how do we get better?
I mean, it's, you know, compared to people I know who are really in bad shape.
Yeah.
I think you guys are winning.
Oh. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, what's wrong? I mean, this seems like a cool person's top songs. Like, Niall Horan is a cool person to like, right?
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah. And then I don't know. Actually, recently, one of the kids on the show didn't know who Ben Folds was.
How dare. Yeah.
How dare.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
And they can have sex on a show.
Yeah.
All right, so we want to go over some cries from help from history because this is not, we're not the first people to do cries from help. We didn't invent it.
No.
And so this is a really, really important image. Brace yourself.
Yeah.
This is a couple from 1999 in a Las Vegas courtroom dividing up their Beanie Babies post-divorce.
Yeah, this is real. This is real.
And this is a quote from the wife. She says, this LA Times reporting, if it did not win a Pulitzer, I'm so upset. I don't agree with the judge's decision to do this. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous and embarrassing. Frances Mountain said moments before squatting on the courtroom floor alongside her ex-husband to choose from a pile of stuffed toys.
Mm-hmm.
So this really happened. And we just thought, you know, history is living.
Yeah.
History is all around us. And we would like to play a little game.
And we're going to need a couple volunteers.
Yeah. Can we have a volunteer to play a game versus Jonathan? Oh, I see a hand in the back.
Come on up, Julie. So Julie and John, because you're such a good actor, we're going to imagine, if you will, that Jonathan and Julie are getting divorced.
Sad, tragic.
It's really sad. It's really tragic. So we're going to reenact what we imagine happened in this courtroom.
Exactly.
But
we're actually going to need a couple lawyers because they shouldn't go through this themselves.
So can we get a volunteer?
Great.
Katie. Oh yeah, you're going to law school.
Oh
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Excellent.
This is good practice. Katie, you should be with Fernandez.
Yeah, you work with Jonathan, and then Julie needs a lawyer too.
You're married to a lawyer, so you already know some law
but
stuff.
But Julie needs a lawyer.
Yeah,
can someone be her lawyer?
Who would like to be Julie's lawyer? Amanda,
great, absolutely.
Amanda, yeah, thank you so much.
So how this is going to work is we're going to play a little game called Beanie Baby Divorce Court.
Mm-hmm.
So how it works is you're each going to get 6 credits. Mm-hmm. And you have to choose three Beanie Babies each. You have to choose a minimum of three Beanie Babies. That's where it gets tough. Okay. And we can see the worth of the Beanie Babies is mm-hmm. different. Now we have a top tier. That's 3 points. We've got Snort the Bull, mm-hmm. Princess Diana Bear, Patty the Platypus, Bubbles the Fish, and Humphrey the Camel. Now 2 points, you think that's good. We got Chip the Cat, but Chip the Cat has no tag.
There's no tag.
There's no tag, so that's a problem.
Yeah.
We have Peace the Bear, Claude the Crab, Fetch the Dog. Now Asha, you think she's cute, but it's a Beanie Boo. It's a little different.
Yeah.
Now, then at 1 point, these are the rough ones. We've got Righty, the Republican Bear.
Yeah.
We've got Inch, the Inchworm, but it's just the McDonald's one. So it's very small. We have Wisest, the Owl, but mm-hmm. it's a class of 2000 owl. And then we have number three, the NASCAR Bear. And finally, a Peace the Bear covered in spiders. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you'll each get to pick. Now, who's going to go first? Great question.
Yes.
And to be fair...
To be fair, we have made a magical coin
yes.
that is endowed with crying for help power.
Yeah, it's called the Dax Shepard divorce coin. Mm-hmm. Now, on one side is his A-list wife, Kristen Bell. On the other side is his podcast partner and true love of his life, Monica Padman.
Fun fact. Monica and Kristen were trying to do a podcast. They got a cease and desist letter today.
Things aren't going well in the Shepherd Bell Padman family, and they're only getting worse from here. So, Julie, if you will call in the air either Kristen or Monica, please say Kristen or Monica. Julie, ready?
Okay, who's it going to be?
Oh, it's Kristen.
Now, this is funny because Kristen always wins because famously she did steal a refrigerator commercial out from underneath both of us.
Yes, it's how we became friends. We met at an audition that Kristen Bell ultimately booked.
Fun fact. Fun fact. We had to take our shoes off in the audition.
What?
Yeah.
It was for a fridge. It's fine. Our industry is great. So Jonathan Fernandez and his lawyer, Katie, will be picking first. You can pick any of these. Keep in mind, you have 6 total units and you will have to choose 3 ultimately.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can speak into the mic, please.
Your Honor?
Yes.
Would like Princess Diana.
Wow. No punches were pulled.
They won that fair and square.
All right. Julie, with your attorney, Amanda, do you have a pick?
Okay, I mean, my client was very emotionally attached to Diana.
Well,
right? Wow! Okay, wrap
and it one
up.
Of us is going to law school and one of us has a BFA, so I'm going to fold immediately. We would like Ferdinand the Bull.
Snort the Bull.
Okay, well,
wow. Okay. Do you even care about these beanies?
No, okay.
Do you guys even care about your children?
My client is a special name for the bull.
Okay. All right, Snort's off. We've got the top two, Snort and Diana. 3 have been used by each. And remember, you have to use a total of 6.
And you,
at this point, everyone's got to do from the 2 and 1. So Fernandez, with your lawyer, Katie. Keep in mind, Chip has no tag. Very sad.
Your Honor, we would like the weird-looking psychedelic thing at the end. Of
wow! They're going for a beanie boo.
Yeah.
Not a classic beanie baby. Wow, Julie, with your attorney, Amanda, you're looking at the 2 and the 1. No, Asha, I think you got a win there. You got a win there.
What's the dog's name?
Fetch.
Let's do Fetch.
We would like to have Fetch, please.
Wow. Fetch is off the board. So now we're down to the 1 points. Fernandez and lawyer Katie, do you want Righty, the Republican elephant, a 1-inch inchworm from McDonald's, Wisest, a class of 2000 owl, number 3, the NASCAR bear, or again, I can't emphasize enough, a peace bear covered in spiders.
For our final choice, Your Honor, we would like the class of 2000.
Wow, Wisest, the class of 2000. So Fernandez is walking away from this marriage he just entered in with Princess Diana, a Beanie Boo in class of 2000. So Julie, you are now divorced from Gossip Girl's Jonathan Fernandez. Everything is lost. You have Ferdinand the Bull, as you call it, Fetch the Dog, wild choice. Now, what is your 1 point choice?
All right, here's my answer. Here's my client's answer.
Great.
A Republican Beanie Baby is a stink you can't wash off.
Right.
But spiders you could fumigate for. We would like Peace the Bear with the spiders.
Wow! Peace the Bear covered in spiders!
This is nuts. All right. Now, like any good... the divorce, we're going to ask you, the jury, who won this divorce?
Keep in mind, Fernandez got
Diana.
Princess Diana.
Mm-hmm.
The Beanie Boo, though, that was wild.
That was wild.
And then the wisest, the owl. Now then Julie walks away with Snort, Fetch, and again, a peace bear covered with spiders. Now, when she had the opportunity to choose just a peace bear, she didn't do it.
Yeah.
But she waited for when there was one covered in spiders.
So by a round of applause, if you think Fernandez has won this divorce, let us hear it.
Wow.
Okay.
47-year-old man facing the world.
Wow. Now, if you think Julie won the divorce, let us hear it.
Wow. I think slightly more.
Wow.
We have a very feminist audience.
Well, I think it's only fair that you part as friends. So please shake hands, bow, whatever you do.
Maybe
there you go. Thank you so much.
And the rest of the Beanie Babies will
give it up for attorneys Amanda Hunt and Katie Sigmund.
Yes. Thank you, Julie, for playing.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Katie lost her first court case, but she will be certified in about 3 years. So
I'd imagine that was pretty similar to how it went down in the real one.
Yeah. We couldn't find the transcripts, but we figured this was as close as we could get to the real thing.
Yeah, so thank you for playing Beanie Baby Divorce.
How does it feel to lose a Beanie Baby divorce?
I mean, it stung.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't something that I like, you know, I want to be able to remedy that somehow in some other vocation in life.
Now, if you were playing the role of your own father in this moment, how would you coach yourself through this loss?
He just wouldn't say anything. And then it'd be up to me to interpret whatever his thoughts are.
Absolutely appropriate reaction.
That's right.
All right. So moving on, we got trend alert.
Yeah.
All right. So former teen stars love starting cults, you guys. Be on the lookout. We have Andrew Keegan from 10 Things I Hate About You.
Mm-hmm.
He started this cult called Full Circle in Venice Beach. And also, of course, famously, Allison Mack from NXIVM. I think I need not say more. So we'll just click ahead because I know you wanted to see a close-up of that photo.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That is Andrew Keegan and a parrot. Tag yourself.
Now, we not only wanted to bring this trend up because we're worried about your castmates on Gossip Girl and we want you to be on the lookout.
Yeah, you have to be the eyes and ears on the ground.
Yeah.
For any signs of cults.
Yeah, just like look, because I assume that the signs are there pretty early. Case in point, we have our eyes on someone who is any day now going to start recruitment.
Yeah.
And that is
James Vanderbeek, Dawson of Dawson's Creek, the blue of Varsity Blues.
By a show of hands, how many of us are following him on Instagram daily? Okay, thank you. If you're not following him, feel free to get out your phone right now, hit that pound sign, because they have moved to Austin, Texas, him and his huge family. And Caitlin, how would you describe the energy on these IG videos that they do?
Very like someone doing a Matthew McConaughey impression, but has never heard of Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
And like the kids just keep coming, like just out of nowhere, there'll be a new 4-year-old, like a new baby makes sense. That adds up. But like,
they all look the same age. Correct.
That is part of the problem.
And his wife has the IG name Vander Kimberly, which is just to be noted. We want to say don't join James Vanderbeek's cult, but we also want to say like, maybe?
I guess this is the point where we ask for your advice.
Should we join James Vanderbeek's cult?
I mean, there's no way for us to find out what's going on inside the cult.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
An investigative journalist point of view.
You can do a podcast on that.
Okay, like where that's heading.
Wow.
We could pull a Sarah from NXIVM and, you know, get out just in time to be the narrator.
Right. Yeah. And he continues to book, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing good work.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, now we have some celebrity goss.
Yeah. So this has been known. Kimye, it's over. They took a photo at an Airbnb, as far as I can tell, and they called it quits. That's been known.
Yeah.
But we think it's time for her to get out there again. Mm-hmm. It's been too long. So who should Kim K date next? We each have a pick.
And we're going to present our picks to you. And Fernandez, you're going to tell us which one of us is right.
So I feel strongly, and I really think I'm right. This man, he could use an update from her. He could use a little modern. He loves family.
He's
very wealthy. And it's P. Diddy. Now, listen to me. Also, I think they would jointly love how mad this is going to make Jennifer Lopez. Because she thinks she's getting headlines. Forget it. It's done. Now, Lauren?
My pick, I think that Kim needs someone that's going to be stable, right?
Well, okay.
I think she needs someone because I think part of the thing with Kanye was that she, you know, she's trying to get her law degree. She's trying to juggle a lot right now.
True.
And I think this great next point. Person has tremendous work ethic. Also, he actively listens so hard in his day job. My pick is Milo Ventimiglia. Also, I just wanted an excuse to show this picture again.
Absolutely.
I just kind of wanted to shoehorn that in there, like, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, these are great photos.
Yeah. Kim K and him.
So, Fernandez, who do you think? One of these or a third?
I think that the one who would track the most would be, out of the two, would be Diddy.
Right.
But
sure.
The better decision would be Milo.
So I think we know what's going to happen.
Yeah. She's going with
Diddy.
Diddy.
It's Diddy.
It's Diddy. Yeah.
She's going to Diddy. It's done. Oh, no, she okay. like This Is Us?
Yeah, I think she watches This Is Us. It's about a dead dad.
Wow. Whoa. Real.
No, they're it's in real. Complicated they're grief.
It's complicated grief.
I saw that that Kanye is like living in a stadium right now.
Yeah.
Good.
Good.
Just wanted to introduce that.
No, I love that.
He loves stadiums because that's where he proposed in Giants Stadium with the message, "Will you marry me?" Exclamation point. That's not a question. just disturbing to me. One very, very important final piece of news is that Nick Cannon has lost the plot or he's gained it. So he, if you don't know, he's having four children within 6 months.
Yep.
This is in addition to his twins by Mariah Carey.
Yep.
You know, rock and roll.
This quote is wild.
Yeah,
this is the wildest quote. This quote, I don't have no accident. Trust me, there's a lot of people that I could have gotten pregnant that I didn't. The ones Ooh, that got pregnant are the ones that were supposed to get pregnant.
I mean, that's a Trump quote.
Yeah.
Like if you had no idea.
Wow!
If you had no idea.
If you had blind item, you'd be like Trump. 100%. For sure. 100%. 100%.
Wow, I just got really scared.
Yeah. Except maybe the have no. I feel like Trump doesn't use double negatives. That's like the one grammatical thing he doesn't
yeah.
do.
Oh my God. But then like with this photo of like, I know it's from America's Got Talent, but all the like American flag stuff behind, it's like, wow.
No, Nick Cannon will be running for president.
He will be
100%.
It's not even close.
But to make this plot even more complicated,
yes.
Kevin Hart took out a billboard in LA saying, "For any advice on fatherhood, call my best friend Nick Cannon." And it was his real phone number. And Nick went live on Instagram answering phone calls.
So yeah, Fernandez, we're gonna ask you as a TV dad, and you get one phone call to Nick Cannon, a great dad.
What question are you gonna
what
ask?
What are you asking?
What advice do you
How
want?
How would he help you raise Zoya?
I'd be like, don't come here. Just stop doing everything. Just, man.
Now,
he wears a turban sometimes on that show, and it's really annoying.
Correct. Yes, he has some very interesting, what we'll call political views.
Yeah.
Now in Hollywood, I assume there's a secret underground society of fathers, which I assume you're now a part of, much like the Skulls. If Nick showed up at a meeting, would you be excited or would you turn in your membership card?
I guess it depends if it's on one of those times where we're trying to like rehabilitate a dad, I guess. You know, and
okay.
You know,
that's
you don't want
to. We're seeing inside how it works.
Yeah, you don't want to just like throw them out.
Yeah,
you want them to hopefully
absolutely.
Be better.
Sometimes you have to call them home instead of call them out.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, is there like a master schedule for when you know how when that's supposed to happen? Is it like farm seasons? Like, are there crop schedules for that? Or
no, we're on a Slack.
Because it's work.
Just like whenever
it's work.
Yeah, whenever we get this work.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Have you talked to Bob Saget yet?
No, he doesn't join.
Whoa.
Yeah, he won't join.
So, like, I assume this secret underground fatherhood society is much like Scientology and that they're hiding the most precious TV dads at the very top.
You know what? I'm so new to it that I don't have the keys to the
wow.
kingdom yet.
Wow. I guess you
glimpses.
Haven't gone clear yet.
It's just dangled in front of you that you might meet Reginald Phil Johnson one day. They're like, tomorrow, probably. He's going to come by.
Okay. All right. Well, helpful.
I find it disturbing that Well, it's, you know what? I find it fine.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey, J-Lo, and Britney are all mothers of two children to fathers with six or more children.
Yeah.
Just putting that out there. It's just math.
I like math.
And it's fine. They can all afford it. Yeah. It's not, don't it's cool. cry, but it's interesting. It's different.
It is different. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. So we don't want to make you completely scared. We talk about a lot of cries for help. There was Reza, you know?
Yeah.
There was Nick
Cannon.
But
we want you to know that like some celebrities are doing fine. We're just going to show a brief moment of Suzanne Summer. If you didn't know, she was hawking products on Facebook Live when this happened.
Yeah.
I think we should just play with no context, okay, really.
Just the frock.
I just heard it first.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Huh? Are you here?
I'm here.
Oh, come here.
I'm sorry. I was slightly terrified over there.
Okay, so...
Why were you terrified?
I'm not even sure. There were goats following me, and...
Who are you?
So this is a home invasion that's happening to her while she sells makeup on Facebook.
Yeah. And look how calm she is. There is an intruder in her home while she is live on Facebook. She's cool as a cucumber. She's not screaming for help. She's handling her business. She's taking care of business. She's laying boundaries down.
You shouldn't be here is what she said, and she's right. But it's the thing is, like, she's, you know, she's been across the scenes from Patrick Duffy. Like, she's seen crazier shit in her life. And, like, she's not scared. She's going to keep selling the makeup, all right, while home invasion happens.
Yeah, that's routine. Yeah. This is not the first time it's happened.
It's not the first time, right?
She's like, which one are you again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because who doesn't want to break into Suzanne Summer's house?
I've tried. This guy's just better.
Yeah. Honestly, my bum ankle, I couldn't run that fast.
Yeah, you got arrested.
But I guess before we close things down, Fernandez, what fatherly advice do you have for the celebrities or, you know, your two friends on stage with you right now that are crying for help?
Don't have kids.
Great.
Wow. Yeah. Is that something you've learned in your character?
Yeah. It just confirmed everything that my real wife and I have been saying.
Your real wife, not Julie, who you are divorced from in Beanie Baby Divorce
Court.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Your ex.
Well, you heard it here, folks. The key to happiness is not having children. If you've already made the mistake of having them, I hope you have your receipt. Is that how that works?
I think you can just trade them in for a certain number of Beanie Babies.
But give it up. Thank you so much. Give it up.
Thank you, Jonathan Fernandez. Girl, it's Thursdays on HBO Max. You already know that. It's a very famous show.
And you know we watch it every Thursday, so you can slide into our DMs and we will talk to you about it on Friday morning.
Absolutely. But you can also talk to us August 16th. We'll be back here doing this same dang thing.
But totally different at the same time.
At the same time. The Joshua Jackson stuff is quite similar.
Yeah, you will hear us talk about Josh. That's just manifesting.
Lauren thinks of a new platform to message him on. Yeah.
That part's true. But we also have a podcast, and we have a new episode dropping tomorrow with Anne-Marie Hughes in the audience right now.
Wow, celebrity.
Huge celebrity. Anne-Marie, we talk about figure skating on tomorrow's episode.
Yeah.
If you had fun tonight, or if you've ever had fun listening to our podcast, leave a 5-star review. We're thirsty. We'll ask for it. We don't care.
Yeah, and also the username Too Ridic to Quit has already been taken, so like the pressure's off.
And also, if you are Too Ridic to Quit, please.
We love you.
We love you.
We've
been thinking about you a lot.
You.
And please tell us who you are.
Yeah, but otherwise, thank you. We'll see you August 16th.
Bye,
thank
everybody. You. Thank you to Jonathan Fernandez.
Thanks, Fernandez. Woo. Is that a deep remix?